USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is sending 1,500 troops and a dozen fighter jets to the Middle East in coming weeks. Vice Admiral Michael Golday, who heads the Pentagon's joint staff, says it's to counter Iran's escalating campaign to plan attacks against the U.S. and interests in the region.
While we do not see conflict with Iran, we are determined to protect our forces and interests in the region from attack.
Pentagon officials are now publicly blaming Iran and its proxies for recent tanker bombings near United Arab Emirates and a rocket attack in Iraq. Congress and the White House thought passage of a massive disaster aid bill for victims of flood, blizzard, hurricane, and wildfire victims was a done deal. But Texas GOP Congressman Chip Roy proved them wrong.
This is a $19 billion bill that is not paid for, when we are racking up $100 million of debt per hour.
Lawmakers were using unanimous consent to get it quickly passed, with most House members already gone for recess. It only takes one person to object to stall it, and Roy did. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Before leaving the White House Friday for Japan, President Trump told reporters he will declassify documents related to the origins of the investigation into Russia's links to the campaign, calling the investigation an attempted coup.
They want to try and get a do-over of the Mueller report. It doesn't work that way. And just so you know, I was the most transparent and am transparent president in history.
The president's critics fear the attorney general will cherry-pick secret material from the investigation to paint a misleading picture of what started the probe. The man convicted of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Barron, Wisconsin, and killing her parents is sentenced to life in prison. Jake Patterson, speaking at his sentencing hearing, says he wishes he could bring them back.
I would do, like, absolutely anything to think back what I did.
The teen was held for 88 days at Patterson's cabin before escaping. A federal judge Friday blocked a Mississippi law that forbids abortion after the detection of a fetal heartbeat as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The judge saying the law threatens immediate harm to women's rights. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump says there are domestic issues he'd like to see tackled, including lowering prescription drug prices. Trump says Democrats are too distracted to work on important issues right now.
I'd like to talk about lowering drug prices, which I've done better than any president ever. We had a year this year, as you know, drug prices went down, first time in 51 years. I'd like to talk about, because with Congress, I can get prices down 40% and 50%. But I can't do that when all they do is want to try and do a redo of the Mueller report.
And on the resignation of British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I feel badly for Theresa. I like her very much. She's a good woman. She worked very hard. She's very strong. She decided to do something that some people were surprised at, some people weren't. It's for the good of her country.
May deciding to resign after being unable to get lawmakers to agree on a Brexit deal in Parliament. Talk of potential impeachment of the president continues to be heard in the halls of Congress. Democratic Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania says she believes in open hearings, and she says that's where she wants Robert Mueller.
The more separation you get from the actual evidence or the actual witnesses or the actual speakers, the more difficult it is to cut through the noise that we see coming out of the White House every day. They are very on message. It may be a fake message, but we like the American people to see the actual truth, hear from the actual participants.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.